Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Wednesday. Here's KSRM's Adriana Hernandez-Santana.
U.S. Senator Dan Sullivan spoke on the Senate floor on Tuesday about the housing crisis in Alaska and across the country, emphasizing the importance of expanding low- and middle-income housing in rural and urban communities. Senator Sullivan last week introduced the Workforce Housing Tax Credit Act with Senate Finance Committee Chair Ron Wyden. This is to increase the supply of affordable housing for families by broadening a tied and true federal tax incentive program, the Low-Income Housing Tax Credit, to include rental housing for middle-income earners.
Expanding low-income housing credit will help address the core issues of not just homelessness and overcrowding in many places in Alaska, but it will empower hardworking Alaskans to stay in our communities and build a more robust workforce.
To listen to the full transcription of Senator Sullivan's remarks, visit this story at RadioKenai.com. Lawmakers say that commercial fishermen are in need of more support. For more information, here's KSRM's Nick Sorrell.
A federal program that protects the health and well-being of commercial fishermen should be expanded to include substance use disorder and worker fatigue, a group of lawmakers from New England and Alaska said. The lawmakers want to expand a federal commercial fishing occupational safety program that funds research and training. The program is designed to help the nation's fishermen with often hazardous conditions they face at sea. Republican Senator Susan Collins of Maine, who is one of the lawmakers pushing for the change, said expanding the program would help fishermen access more safety training and mental health resources. Collins and the lawmakers introduced the proposal late last week. Every day our fishermen are faced with demanding and dangerous working conditions that take both a physical and a mental toll, all while they work to bring food to the tables of families across the country, said another member of the group, Democratic Senator Edward Markey of Massachusetts, who added the expansion would provide much-needed funding to ensure that fishermen are getting the information and resources they need to stay safe and healthy on the job. Republican Senator Dan Sullivan of Alaska is another supporter of the change. Alaska produces the most volume of seafood in the country, while New England is home to New Bedford, Massachusetts, the top U.S. port in terms of seafood value. The lawmakers' proposed changes would increase the program's annual funding from $6 million to $12 million, a Collins spokesperson said. The proposal would also remove a cost-share component from the program. Commercial fishing is one of the most dangerous occupations in the country, and access to more mental and behavioral health supports is critically important for the nation's fishermen, said Andrea Tomlinson, founder and executive director of New England Young Fishermen's Alliance. Providing our next generation of fishermen and women with the mental health and substance abuse care that they need is vital to the success of our industry, Tomlinson said. For KSRM News, I'm Nick Sorrell.
A Kenai jury has found a Seward man not guilty after he allegedly murdered two men in 2019. According to a report filed by Alaska State Troopers, Joseph Chandler Jr., 32, of Seward, placed a 911 call on the evening of April 15, 2019. At that time, Chandler told officers he had fatally shot two men who he claimed were trespassing on his property. The two men, Dustin Marks, age 27, of Seward, and Michael White, age 40, of Seward, had both received verbal trespassing complaints from the landlord of the property Chandler resided on. According to Chandler, both were told not to return to the property. Marks and White chose not to heed the instructions, however, and both proceeded to come onto the property the evening of April 15th. Chandler told the pair to vacate the area immediately, saying they did not have permission to be there. Court documents indicate that Marks and White claimed they had permission from the landlord to be on the property. Chandler attempted to call the landlord for 15 to 20 minutes to verify this information. Coming up, we'll take a look at your news headlines from Thursday.